My fingers gripped the sleek wooden armrest. I felt as if a hole had suddenly opened into the earth and threatened to swallow me. "You can't be serious!" He wanted me to pose as a dead girl to chase a serial killer? Major straightened, eyes narrowed. I took a deep breath. "I'll take her place?" My voice shook, despite my best attempts to appear strong. I knew I should be grateful for the opportunity, but this was more than the usual entry-level missions, like reconnaissance or conducting background investigations. This was me at the front.
"Yes, that is what I said. Once she's dead, you'll pretend to be her."
He said it like it was nothing, like posing as a murder victim was a perfectly normal occurrence. "But everybody will already know she's dead, won't they? I can't pretend to be a corpse."
"No, they won't. Everyone will think there's been a miracle and she recovered."
"But what about her parents?" I asked. Major traced a finger over the photos on the wall.
"They won't know either. They'll simply think that you're her."
"Don't you think they'll get suspicious if I don't act exactly like their daughter? They know her better than anyone. I'll never be just like her, no matter how hard I try."
"Yes, but think, Tessa. Why would they suspect anything? For them, there'll be no other explanation for their daughter's recovery than a miracle. And any small changes in her behavior will be attributed to the trauma. They could never imagine that variants exist. An average human's imagination doesn't reach that far."
Average human. Only Major was able to make it sound like an insult. He looked at me like I was precious. His most prized possession. His trophy variant. Alex sprang out of his seat and began to pace the room, stalking past Major's glass case of tin soldiers and awards, past the filing cabinet, before he finally stopped in front of the picture window.
"Don't you think the mission is too dangerous? The murderer will obviously try to get rid of the only person who might be able to identify him. Tessa will be his prime target."
A tight knot of unease gathered in my stomach, but I tried to ignore it. If I let it gain momentum, I'd dissolve into a puddle of anxiety. Major smirked as though Alec's words had been a joke.
"Alec, Tessa will be facing much worse once her training is over. All of you will be."
Our training was ultimately geared toward one goal, to prepare us for more important future missions all over the world. Tanner's brother Ty had recently completed training and was immediately sent on a covert assignment abroad. We didn't know where he was, but rumors said Iran or China. Only 10% of all agents were currently stationed at headquarters. The rest were out in the field.
"This case will look like a piece of cake compared to what's ahead. Do you think it'll be safe to impersonate the leader of a terrorist group or the president of a country that's spiraling out of control? That's what awaits Tessa in the future, because she's the only one who could do it. I don't have to tell you that some people in the Department of Defense and the CIA are licking their fingers at the prospect of having Tessa's talent at their disposal. She is the perfect spy, the ultimate weapon. So far, I've been successful at keeping them at bay, but it's time to prepare for the future. This mission is the perfect test run."
Ultimate weapon. The words echoed in my head. I pressed my arm against my stomach. Even with my variation, I was still just a girl, not some extraordinary spy. Alec's eyes met mine, his jaw locked tight.
"Regarding this case, Tessa's attracting the killer's attention is exactly what we're hoping for. He's killed 3 people, and the 4th is as good as dead. We must find him before he strikes again.